This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to my favourite day of the week, Hump Day, Carrie Bickmore.
Hump Day. You know what? I played a little clip to Buzzy last night that we're going to talk about later on in the show. And the reason I played it to Buzzy is because it involves a camel and I know he loves hump day, and I thought just a little pre-hump day, little picker-upper for you, Buzzy.
It's just got me in the mood for hump day.
Is this the clip that I watched about 47 times in a row?
Yeah, I've watched it. I watched it so many times last night I couldn't get to sleep because I was laughing so much.
That is coming up later in the show, but I'm next because...
There's other reasons I couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
I'm a hot mess
you
this week.
You are an absolute mess.
We need to discuss it next.
Do you know what's great?
Yeah.
If you're listening and you go, God, Carrie Bickmore is so perfect. She's just got life.
I don't reckon anyone's ever thought that.
Well, if yes, Sonda's nodding. Yeah, if you do think that, stay tuned because it's a real train wreck at the moment.
Yeah, we'll get to that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What is going on in this studio? We're coming back. Buzzy's trying to back announce. We've got sneezing in one corner, coughing in the other corner.
Look, it's not my week. I probably shouldn't have come to work any day this week.
Nah, it's been great having you here, mate.
I've not contributed anything of substance.
You've been awesome. Are you kidding?
The only time.
What about
I
that
was
day when you were tripping balls?
No, I just had too many Sudafed. In fact, I didn't have too many. I had what was on the recommended box, but it was obviously too much for me.
I don't. Yeah. I saw multiple boxes being emptied that day.
That's true. They don't let you buy multiple boxes anymore.
Channel 10 had to call in a garbage truck.
Anyway, I didn't think my week could get worse. Mm. I'm feeling absolutely
shocking. Your whole family's
shocking.
Crook.
Looking after kids when you're sick yourself sucks balls. Mm. It's not fun at all.
I don't know if you can say that so aggressively. I wouldn't get away with that. All right, let's do that. 131060. What sucks balls? Give us a call. Apparently now we can say that on radio.
Anyway, what happened was yesterday we were recording something together in our earlier meeting.
Yeah, what was it?
Oh, nothing. It actually wasn't that important in the scheme of things. Yeah. Only you made me very embarrassed in the middle of the recording.
Yeah. Why? Tell the people.
No, it's not important what we were recording.
Okay.
And you got me very embarrassed, and I could have just stopped talking and sat here because we're on radio. Like, we're recording. All I have to do is be quiet.
I know. I don't think I've seen... I think it means you were an emu in a past life.
Instead of sitting there quietly and not talking, I ducked for cover underneath our desk.
Yeah. First you hit the ground and then you went to get up and realised the embarrassment hadn't ended. And so then you nosedived under the ground.
So I nosedived under, and while I nosedived, I whacked the side of my head into the pole underneath the table.
Like a drunk bloke trying to start a fight with a power pole.
And because I was still spinning from the Sudafed, I didn't even really realise that I'd done damage until we were sitting on the project desk. And one of the girls who does my makeup was like, is that, what's that on your head?
Yeah, or your egghead.
She was like, have you got a bruise on your head? And I was like, oh, no, I don't think so. She goes, no, I think you do, mate. And I looked in the, and as the hours had gone on post-radio, this egg had formed on my head. It looked like I'd gone and had some dodgy cosmetic surgery in Thailand.
At one stage I looked at you and I was like, have you got a face on your bruise? You know what's funny? Because when I actually couldn't see it until then when they come and they, like, paint it with the makeup brush, because they were putting pressure on it,
it was
getting bigger.
It was hurting
so
much.
She was painting it bigger and bigger.
Do you know what? I had to get my hair coloured this morning, and when they were massaging your head, normally I don't ask for the massage because I don't have time for the massage. I like to get in and out.
Yeah,
I don't like to sit there.
Yeah. What movie did you watch this morning? The Godfather?
She was massaging it,
Busy.
I didn't want to tell her not to massage it because she was such a lovely girl. And then she started massaging my temples, and that's where I whacked it. That's where the egg is. And I was in so much pain, but I didn't
want to. You just pointed to the wrong side of your head.
Well, it's the other side, whatever.
Oh, mate.
Anyway, I didn't ask her to stop because I didn't want to be rude. So instead, I had my egg on my head massaged this morning.
Instead, you've just gone back into concussion.
It's like when you're having a really hard massage and it's hurting, and they're like, is that good? Do you want the pressure any different? No, it's fine.
One stage I was crook, and I was getting better. I thought I'd get a massage, and the massage was really hard, and it was making making snot come out my head.
Why?
Because they were pressing on the back of my head.
Is there things in the back of your head that's like? Because
I was all like blocked up,
and it was releasing.
And I should have just said something, and I didn't. And I got up, and the towel was full of snot.
Anyway, what are we doing? When should you have said stop?
When should you have said stop? Jesus.
Yeah.
Comparatively, make what's those balls seem pretty tame.
That's not what I meant. What about when you've done ways you've hurt your head?
Yeah, why don't we just look at the board for what we planned to do earlier? What are we doing?
I know, but the conversation took a turn.
I did.
Like the week. I just thought I was...
What are we doing? Dumb ways you've hit your head.
Dumb ways you've hit your head.
Yeah, great. I love it. 131060.
131060, that is our number. Dumbest way you've hurt your head. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Take me home, I
wanna ride it. Best song we're playing at the moment.
It is a tune.
Absolutely. That is Regard. It is called Ride It with Carrie and Tommy right across the country. Before we get to calls, 131060, dumbest way you've hurt your head, thought I'd bring a bit of music knowledge to the show real quickly. This song, one of the biggest songs in the world right now, is actually a remix of a Jay Sean song from 2007.
No way.
That's the original.
What's going on? Mate, you know send that? That to Ash London.
No, I... Okay. He told
Why would
me
I send
fact,
it to Ash London?
He told me that fact the other day, and I said...
Bring it on
here. It's really interesting. And he's going to bring it the next time we play the song Ride It.
We all learnt that in the office.
Yes, I think I'm with Buzz. That wasn't a hit. That Jay Sean, is that his name?
Yeah, Jay Sean, back in 2007.
Jay Sean song.
Number four
and
in
now,
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Oh, same song remixed, and it's awesome.
Actually, now that you've said it to me again...
I've even made myself an opener. Buzz's musical
fact. What is it happening?
There we go. Anytime I bring some music knowledge, that's what's going
to
play.
When you don't come to the meeting, we plan stuff.
I was in the meeting.
No, not when we talked about that.
When was that?
We have an after meeting after the meeting.
Is it where you look at the show that's planned out and you go, how can we screw this? Buzz.
Yeah, sometimes just adding layers, you know. It's about layers.
I do like the layers.
It's like spring, you know. You need layers.
Yes. Should we go to the calls or, Buzzy, do you want to give us some more trivia?
I've got some coming up later in the show when we play Post Malone by Sam Felt, but stick around. That's on the way.
Thanks, Buzz.
Okay. It's good.
Should we go to Anthony?
Oh, mate, I'm not in control anymore. I've got no idea.
Anthony, what's the dumb way you hit your head?
Hey, guys. I was actually calling about what sucks balls, to be honest.
Is it Buzz's music info? Buzz's musical fact. Anthony, as a objective listener...
Hold on, I want to hear what sucks balls.
Yeah, but I'm just finding out if... Buzz got to sidetrack the show. Do you think Buzz's music thing was good?
Not really.
Yeah. Did you know that, Anthony, though? Did you know that it was a Jay Sean song previously?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I know that. I just told everyone.
Anthony, what sucks balls?
I was on a tour group through Greece, through a group called, like, Busabout, and we started
Busabout.
And when I got to Paros, I actually got some European virus, apparently.
You know what sucks balls? Your phone line, because I can't understand anything.
I never thought I'd say this, but Buzz, have you got another musical tidbit for us?
Sorry, Anthony, we're going to have to let you go.
Hayley, how are you, Hailstorm?
Haven't been called that before. I'm good, thank you.
That's good.
So I dropped a pen or a pencil, can't remember which one, not really important, when I was in grade 5. And as I was coming back up, I massively dinged my head on the underneath side of the desk. And to this day, if you run your finger across my forehead, I've still got a dint there.
No way.
Hayley, I've got a dint on my forehead.
From what? What did you do?
Right bang smack in the middle.
But you've got a scar. Is yours a scar, Hayley, or under the skin it's a bump?
It's not a bump, it's like an indent in. Like if you run your finger over my forehead. Oh. Not even hard, like not even pressure, just in general. I'm a dickhead. And if you ever like, you know, girls can highlight their forehead with makeup and stuff, like the outline, I can't do that because you'll see my dickhead.
If you lie back, Hayley, can you rest like an orange in the dint?
Do you know, I've never tried. I'll let you know.
Can you
I'll
please?
DM you.
Call us back tomorrow.
I will.
Give it a crack.
I will.
Thanks, Hales. That's awesome. Should we go to Lise?
Yeah.
Lise, are you ringing about bumping your head or things that suck balls?
Bumping my head, but I guess they're both kind of the same thing of what happened to me.
That's true. What happened?
Well, we were living in Queensland at the time, and it's really hot there at night. And my eldest daughter had a loft bed. You know, the beds that are close to the ceiling?
Yes.
Yeah, so she had a loft bed, and it was quite a hot night. And I'd said to her, you can't have the fan on. Go and sleep in my bed. I'll sleep in yours. Yeah, you know where it's going. I was 28 at the time, thinking I'm old enough when the fan's going to, you know, I'll just sleep. It'll be all good. Woke up at about midnight and boom, straight across my forehead.
Oh, my God.
Ended up in hospital. Oh my God. We had actually just moved there, so we had no idea where the hospital was. So a bit concussed, rushed to the hospital, 12 stitches, tetanus, and now I've got a massive... It's not even a good Harry Potter-like scar. It's just, it's like an extra wrinkle indented in my forehead.
Lisa.
It's a good one.
Lisa, my mate Al once lost a bet. He went overseas for a year and he came back and he showed me his head and he showed me a scar at the front of his head and he lost a bet because he put a bucket on his head and he bet his mate that if he jumped into the fan, the bucket would protect him.
Oh, my God.
And it didn't. And then he turned around and he said, guess what the second scar on the back of my head is from? And I said, what? And he said, I went double for double or nothing.
Oh, well, see, that's, at least that's a good story.
I mean, it was better than Buzzers, but it wasn't good.
Carrie and Tommy across the country here for Tradie Baby Zips is now available at Big W and Best and Less. Tradie Baby made tiny tough.
I love one of the things they were telling us is it's got the two-way zip. And we're like, yeah. And they were like, it's for quick access when you need to unload the dump truck.
The dump truck.
Like, that's a funny way to describe it.
Your baby's
when
bum.
When you need to unload the dump truck.
Yeah. It's great stuff by Tradie. What's coming up, Bickers?
Peng winning, if you haven't registered at carrieandtommy.com.au. A trip to Antarctica with $43,000 on the show this afternoon.
Help when I do your job with you.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've got a memory of last night when I was sending around my favourite clip of the week.
It's so good.
Which is a clip of a camel. Taking some people on a camel ride, and the clip starts with two middle-aged, would you describe, or older people, maybe? Middle-aged, maybe.
Middle-aged.
Sitting on a camel. The
ready
camel's,
for a romantic ride.
Yep, the camel's down on the ground, ready to lift up and take them.
Yes.
And it has a bit of Titanic music playing over the top. And as the camel goes to rise up, the camel can't get up because the people are... bit heavy for the camel.
Yes. The camel's thinking, there must be seven people on my back. Jeez.
Anyway.
And then just when you think it's going to be over and be fine, gets worse.
Just the poor camel. Anyway, I sent the
How's
video.
How's the core on the bloke at the front?
I know.
He's doing everything
he can to hold
him.
Because he's getting pushed forward, you know, like when the front of the camel's down but the back of the camel's up. So both him and his partner are being like
thrown
forward.
In slow
but
motion.
He's using his core to keep himself upright.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were chatting about him in the office and we're like, why doesn't he just fall off? It's on sand. Like, just get off, mate.
Because I think you think it's going to be okay. Because, you know, you've
minute.
Been on a camel. Like, it is a bit dicey for a moment. And then it usually is okay.
Mine was nothing like that.
When I send it to my friends on my group WhatsApp, one of my friends messaged back and said, oh, my gosh, the poor donkey. And
the poor donkey.
Then I thought it was a joke. And then the other friend was like, donkey? And then she was like, oh.
Was she referring to the dude?
Sorry, what? And then I realised.
She thought the camel was a donkey.
I
don't know if that's
often...
adorable or worrying.
Oh, she's adorable. She's adorable. That is adorable. And I thought how often it is that there's not many animals you can mistake for another animal. Like a donkey and a camel couldn't look more unalike.
I'm trying to think what happens.
Do you remember that zoo in Egypt where they couldn't get any zebras, so they painted the horses with stripes and people genuinely thought they were looking at zebras.
I love animal confusion. There was that that family in China, and they got a dog, and after 2 years, they called the authorities because they just kept feeding it and it kept growing, and it was an Asiatic black bear.
What?
And they said they first aroused.
As if you wouldn't know.
Well, when it was little, they just thought they got a pup like a dog, and then they said they first had suspicions when it stood up and started walking on its back legs.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. I love our tourism campaigns in this country. Where the bloody hell are you?
Oh, yeah. They launched a career.
They do. You know, sometimes they don't hit the mark, but they get so much traction for not hitting the mark that they end up generating so much publicity, it's almost been a benefit.
My favourite one was from the NT, which I found out was fake.
What was that?
It said CU.
Oh, right.
Yeah. In the NT.
And you thought it was a genuine campaign?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't feel funny. Like a tourism body would be putting that out there, is their campaign?
I wasn't even sure if I was allowed to say it.
Anyway, Tourism Australia has launched their new philosophy, but philosophy, Oz, A-U-S. Instead Hang of philosophy, philosophy.
Philosophy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know how we all know and say that all the time.
Yeah, come live our philosophy, because they've decided that they think overseas people love our way of life. They think we're laid back. And they're we should share that. So,
yeah, that's our philosophy.
So they've come up with heaps of beautiful pictures of Australia with different philosophies on them, right?
Yeah, okay. What's the first philosophy?
Well, as a lot of people have pointed out, these are to go overseas, right?
So
language could be an issue already, the language translation kind of scenario.
It's already an issue saying philosophy.
One of them, a stranger is a mate you haven't met yet.
A stranger
is one of our philosophies in Australia. A stranger is a mate you haven't met yet. Well, if you don't know what it means, imagine if you didn't speak English and you're trying to Google translate a stranger is a mate you haven't met yet. What's that country all about? I'm not sure.
Also, mate is an Aussie word. So for overseas, that's like mating. Like it's like a...
Like getting it on.
Yeah. So that's like come to Australia.
So
that's
a pretty good campaign. Someone you haven't got it on with yet.
come to Australia
and get lucky. Root
we're the lucky strangers. Country. Yes.
Other ones like shoes optional. You know, which could be strange because a lot of tourists will be walking around barefoot thinking
I think it's one of the countries you most need shoes.
Anyway, Mr. Hemsworth's obviously involved, Curtis Stone, some awesome Australians, Mick Fanning.
Are you in there, mate? How do we get some sweet tourism money?
Oh, I'm not sure. I need to lobby harder.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not sure any of those people lobbied to be a part of it. I just feel like they were so famous they got asked.
What else you
this
got?
This is the story that's made me smile today. A woman has accidentally sent her new manager an emoji, which I've only just discovered emojis thanks to you sending them to Evie.
Yep.
They are talking animated emojis, if you don't know what an emoji is, like me.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was meaning to send...
animals, like there's a panda, there's a monkey, there's a pig, there's a robot.
Tiger.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And she was trying to send her husband a message telling him, pleading for Chinese takeaway for dinner, only instead of sending her husband the emoji of her pleading for Chinese takeaway, she sent it to her manager at the job she'd just started. And this is the emoji he got from her.
Chinese. I want to marry that woman.
So she wants Chinese for dinner.
Yes.
Play the one you said you send me, because I didn't I dumbly assumed that it changes your voice a little bit and makes the voice sound more like a tiger or more like a panda.
Yes, because it matches to your lips when you record it.
Yes, because the ones that you send to Evie sound like a panda, and you've just informed me that's because you put on a panda voice.
Hey, Evie, tell your dad.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
That's the wrong one, mate.
I think that was going to be stay up to whatever time you want.
Play the other one, panda one.
Once you go into them, they just start playing, and I have no guarantee.
There's some that you should not play.
No, maybe this one?
Hi, Evie. It's me, the big panda.
Yeah.
I'm so scared right now. Okay, no more playing them.
Okay.
What I want...
The swing.
Sorry, I just had to throw my phone out of the room. It wasn't working. It's going off at the time.
I want people to call up.
Yes, if you've got a spare iPhone, because I've just booted mine.
If you want something for dinner, you've been meaning to text your partner and say what you want for dinner. Maybe you want a bit of Mexicana, maybe you want some Thai. And
How would you say that? Give us an emoji voice.
I'm not good at voices, I've told you
Give
that.
Give us an emoji voice.
Or maybe if I was a pig.
I talk like this, I want Thai. Thai, Thai,
Thai.
It could be a big bear. I want Mexican.
Anyway, we want you to call it 131060. This is your chance to tell your partner via, you have to be an emoji though.
Yes.
You have to pick an emoji.
Put on a funny voice.
Put on a funny
demand
voice.
Demand dinner.
And demand dinner. And we'll see what we can do for you.
No,
we'll even give you dinner.
Yeah, we'll give the good ones dinner. We'll shout
the good
them.
Ones, though.
Yeah.
All right, 131060. Yeah. Call up using your emoji voice. Ask your partner for dinner. We'll shout your dinner next.
Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're offering to buy you dinner if you call up 131060 and do your Animoji voice asking your partner for dinner. Very similar to this.
Obscure.
The reason we're doing it is because a woman had just started a new job and she meant to text her hubby to say she wanted Chinese for dinner.
As so the pig.
She sent an emoji as the pig asking for Chinese, only she sent it to her boss. This is the message.
Chinese. I mean, that's just good old-fashioned fun.
This bit's my favourite bit. So when these people call up, do we have to guess what an emoji they are?
Nah. I just want to hear funny voices. Marissa, what would you like for dinner?
I would like a cheese pizza, please.
Which one's Marissa?
Something small, for sure.
A little tiny voice.
I'm a little mouse.
And what do you want for dinner? What are we shouting you, Marissa?
A cheese pizza.
What do you want? What else do you want with it?
Cheese.
Okay.
that's the repertoire's limited, okay. But good fun.
Pizza is on us tonight. Enjoy. Luke, what do you want for dinner, bro?
I don't know.
Is it the robot one? Are you the robot, Luke?
No, I'm
the robot. He's the alien. Is there an alien one?
Yeah, have you just heard it? Yes. And he wants Mexican.
Okay, we're gonna
give the
Luke
man some tacos before he takes our planet.
Is there anyone else that wants dinner tonight? Is there anyone else we can get across?
What about the one that says no next to their name? Should we take them?
Okay, let's go. Tanika.
Tanika, what do you want for dinner?
I just want McDonald's, please.
Oh, that's the robot.
Is it? I don't know about that. Is that your... What?
Have I taken the one that said no next to it? I'm so sorry, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Penguins.
Stop, you're saying it wrong.
Bang. Winning.
Who knows? Today might be the day we give away a $43,000 trip to Antarctica.
Oh, my God. Oh, I've got to think about that.
I'm feeling frosty.
$43,000. We could give that away today.
Shawnee boy, what do you reckon? Sounds pretty good.
Sounds amazing.
Have you been to Antarctica? What do you know about it?
No, I've never been, but I know that it's cold.
Yes, good research.
Sure. I understand that you haven't done the Antarctic Marathon like Tommy has, but that you're a bit of a marathon junkie.
Yes, I've done quite a few. My last one was the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow. How was it? Awful?
Phenomenal.
Okay. We had different marathon experiences.
You're a one-off marathon runner.
Oh, yeah.
Marathon junkie says things like, awesome.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Sean, you know what you have to do. I'm going to write an Antarctica-themed word, and just by the sound alone, if you can guess what it is and you get it correct, this trip is all yours.
Sounds great.
Who would you take, Sean?
My wife, Nicola.
Correct answer, Sean. listen up, nice and close. I am starting to write your word now. That's your word, Sean. What do you think it is? A trip from the wonderful folks at Quark worth $43,000.
Wow. Are you repeating a previous word? Can I ask that?
You can ask that.
In general, you can repeat words.
In general, I can repeat words, yes. And I have repeated a word before. I'm going to... Should I tell them, Son?
No, I don't think you can.
I think
you can say that we can repeat words in this competition.
Oh, because I'm not allowed to give him a hint. Oh, no, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't make the rules. Sean, I was just worried that you were going to ruin the whole game.
Sean, This is a new word that I haven't written.
Right, great. Thanks, Tommy.
Now you're turning on me.
She's the bad guy. Sean, what do you think the word is?
I am going to guess penguin.
Sean, the competition is called penguining.
Mm.
Singular.
I mean, it'd be pretty obvious, though. You would have done that before now, wouldn't you?
Have I done that before? No, I haven't done that before. So, penguin, you said, just one. So that's not penguining, it's not penguins.
Mm. What letters did you hear, do you think you heard?
I think that there was an E in there.
What I love about you, Sean, is you just asked if you could have a hint. Like, nobody else has just asked. It's pretty brazen.
You don't ask, you don't get, right?
No. This is true.
Mm. I mean, it's worth asking because it's $43,000 up for grabs. I mean, when was the last time you and your wife got a chance to get away, Sean?
It's been 3 years.
Wow.
Hey, Sean, I may as well put you out of your misery.
Mm. You're going to Antarctica!
No way! Oh, my God!
Are you serious?
What?
Sean, you won it!
No way! You little ripper!
The word was penguin!
Woohoo!
Sean, congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Nicola, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, guess what? You're going to Antarctica.
Oh, my God.
You're joking me.
Oh, my God.
My students are looking at me like crazy.
Sean, Nicola, we're going to let you go. Have the most amazing time.
Thank you so much. And thank you to Quark Expeditions as well for this opportunity. It's amazing.
Oh, you're
have the
a
most
pro.
Amazing trip. And please send us some photos. It looks incredible.
God.
Certainly will. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tommy.
Congratulations, guys.
Oh, my God.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
In next to Drive You Home, Hughesy with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, we are pumped up, guys. We've got a big baby off today. Mm. So
Hughesy's made a ridiculous claim that babies like him, which is no way it's true.
I do.
So we've got a live
babies
baby.
Babies love me.
Yeah, I could see them liking you.
Yeah.
Because he's like funny looking. No. As in like... Is it
Sorry, Hughes. I've really got to apologise for the lack of decorum from my co-host there.
I generally expect it from Tommy. You know, if it comes from Carrie, I'm in big trouble with his show.
No, animated, exactly. Like a bit quirky really looking.
You know when the nice one's going, you that it's really
exactly.
But is that Carrie?
It leaves the other one nowhere to go.
You don't have a boring face, is what I mean.
Ah, that's nice.
Exactly.
Is he Carrie? You
want an exciting face?
I want an interesting face.
Absolutely.
Interesting. If someone describes someone as interesting.
Yeah, well, you don't want to go out with someone. What's he look like?
No, but
he's got a boring face.
If someone says he's interesting looking,
you
don't go,
he'll
be a dream.
No, but that's good. It's good to be interesting looking. I mean, if you look at Ed, he's
fascinating.
No. Yeah, I mean, I would say you've got a boring face.
It's a bit of fun.
Ed, do you think
I need a face tattoo.
What would you go? The Mike Tyson?
Yeah. I saw a guy on the street just before. He had tats everywhere.
I was standing next to you.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go.
He honestly had nowhere left.
That was it.
It had met on his forehead,
what
like
was he
Sydney
doing?
Harbour. You know when they built the Sydney Harbour Bridge and they had to sort of meet in the middle? He was at that point. It was just about to meet in the middle on his forehead.
What would happen if you put some babies in front of him?
Well, they would love him. Would find it interesting.
They'd love it. Because
like he's a man with drawings on him.
Yeah. So we've got Jack, our anchor's baby, coming in. Ava, she's 10 months old.
She is.
And she's going to make the decision.
You're going to put in the middle of you guys.
Yeah. Who does she...
And does she go to interesting face or boring face?
Well, I mean, because Ed's got a very friendly face.
Is it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it is friendly.
It's only you, mate. It's only you that's always deriding me as some sort of...
I'm not the only one doing that.
Who are the other people doing it?
Babies always love their grandparents, though.
Oh, so you reckon... Know.
Carrie, are you on drugs? If you are, get off them. And if you're not, get
up
on them.
Man, I reckon up it. I love where your head's at. I reckon get stuck in. This is great. I love the new Carrie. This is lit.
Hughesy with Ed Cavalier up next to Drive You Home. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.